Well, if I go back to about 1936, 37, my story about Billy the Kid. Well, one day, a gentleman from Mexico coming up on his way up to Colorado to pick sugar beets. Well, of course, in those days, men that were traveling looking for work would stop and acquire temporary work and whatnot. And this man, I don't recall his name, he was hired by my uncle and set him out as a shepherd to take a small little flock. There were sheep and a few goats, I guess, out over here on the West Mesa, and found a skeleton of a horse or cow. He brought it with him and was telling me about it. We were sitting under the old tree, actually the roof of the underground cellar, and he was sitting there telling me about what he had found out there, the skeleton and whatnot. And while we were sitting there, we were looking at the small herd of sheep that we had there, and one of the sheep happened to look at it. It was bleeding from an ear. The ear marking on, according to my dad's brand, which is you can see up on the wall up there, the ear markings on it, which was a hole in the ear. And the gentleman said, "Well, it probably ripped it out, and it was bleeding." And then while I was sitting there, of course, I was just about, I was 13, I guess it was. I looked at him, and I looked at his ear. The man's ear had a notch in it. On the lower lobe of his ear had been was gone. And I asked him, "What happened?" He said, "It was a shot, un balazo." And then he said, "Un balazo, cuando daba con el Billy," which is as he when he was with Billy the Kid. And then he made the statement that El Garrett no mató al Billy. In other words, Garrett did not kill Billy. Lo llevamos con nosotros pa Mexico. In other words, we took him with us to Mexico. That's when Billy the Kid's gang dissolved and they headed back to Mexico. So they said, this man told me that they had taken Billy the Kid with them, the whole gang. In other words, Billy the Kid joined them to go to Mexico in 1936. And then shortly after that, of course, he must have worked a little bit longer. Then one day he decided, I guess he had figured he had gotten enough money together to sustain him anyway on it. And he was going to continue his trip to Colorado to work on the beet fields up there. But that's what he told me about Billy the Kid. I believe it. I had no reason for not believing the man. Mm-hmm.